USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Classes are canceled at Morgan State University while police continue searching for a suspect in a shooting on campus last night that sent five people to the hospital. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. The victims, four men and one woman, ages 18 to 22. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
It reminds us all, again, that we are dealing with not just here in Baltimore, but across this country of the United States. An epidemic when it comes to guns and gun violence.
City police responded after campus police heard shots being fired outside a residential building and a fine arts center. The shooting occurred in the area of Thurgood Marshall Hall and the Murphy Fine Arts Center. Dozens of people were hurt when a University of Maryland bus crashed in Prince George's County Wednesday morning. A call came in about a bus crash around 10:20 a.m. in the area of Baltimore Avenue and University Boulevard. Due to the crash, all lanes of traffic near the area were closed. According to police, 35 people were on a bus at the time of the crash. 27 of them had to be taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Police are still investigating the crash. More relief for people struggling to pay back their student loans is coming from the White House.
The Biden administration is forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden, speaking from the White House, highlighted the positive impact on individuals and the economy.
It means they can go and get their lives in order. They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family.
The relief is specifically for those on income-driven repayment plans and in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The decision follows the recent resumption of federal student loan payments after a three-year COVID-19-related pause. I'm John Schaefer.
Saturday Night Live reporting that they will return next week. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Former President Trump was in New York City for day three of a civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The former president maintained he did nothing wrong. Yesterday, the judge issued a gag order which bans anyone involved in the case from making comments online or in public about the judge's staff. Mourners are paying tribute to the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. San Francisco Mayor London Breed said the city will host an open-air funeral Thursday.
There will be a fitting celebration of her life. We anticipate the Vice President Kamala Harris, our current California senators, and other guests that will be joining us.
Feinstein's body is lying in state at San Francisco City Hall. Thursday's funeral is set for 1 p.m. Residents in the area can expect road closures and extra security around the Civic Center. Chipotle is currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app. This isn't the first foray into robotic assembly for the fast food chain. Last year, a robot named Chippy was initially tested at a California restaurant and effectively showcased its proficiency in crafting tortilla chips. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.